This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
You're listening to the Discipleship Now radio broadcast with your host, Pastor Hilton Wells. Stay tuned and allow the Holy Spirit to give you power, insight, and revelation from the Word of God to be the type of disciple that Christ has destined you to be. Listen closely, open your heart, and be blessed.
That God is exalted above our humanity. In Isaiah chapter 6, verse 1 through 7, it says, "In the year that King Uzziah died," I like this, "I saw also the Lord sitting upon a throne." How many know you might have a Supreme Court, but there's only one true justice? Amen. And all of our justice systems must come. If it's really justice, it must come from the heart of the throne room in heaven. And that's in any country. Amen. "In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw also the Lord sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. Above it stood the seraphims. Each one had six wings. With twain or two, he covered his face, and with twain," we know that means two, "he covered his feet, and with twain he did fly. And one cried unto another and said, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts." Won't you look at your neighbor and say, "Neighbor, our God is holy. He is exalted above unrighteousness. The whole earth is full of his glory, and the post of the door moved at the voice of him that cried, and the house was filled with smoke. Then said I, woe is me." Isaiah's humanity kicked in. He looked at himself. He was aware of himself in the presence of an exalted God. "For I am undone." Don't you know, sometime you ought to come to church, I feel like preaching, and you ought to be saying, "You know what? I feel undone." Amen. I believe in grace. Amen. By grace we're saved through faith. But even under grace, sometime I ought to come in here and I ought to hear the word and open up my heart and say, "God, if you're talking to me, I feel undone. Touch my tongue." Amen. We're going to find out, amen, that he touched his tongue with a cold. But in our case, Holy Spirit, touch my heart that I may become what you're calling me to be, that I may operate in the righteousness you're calling me to operate in. Because from the standpoint of justification, we've been saved. If you've accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior, you're saved. But I want you to know that we can be saved still operating in some sinful activities. Y'all ain't gonna talk to me. Isaiah was a prophet. He was a man of God. But when he stood in the holy presence of God, he stood there. He said, "Woe is me. It's too much glory here." See, that's what fasting and prayer and really going after God does. You begin to get into a place of glory to where you see yourself for who you are. Amen. Saved, but still needing to go higher. Saved, but needing to come out of some stuff. Saved, but knowing, "God, thank you that I want to mature in you." Amen. Woe is me. I'm a man that's undone. Amen. But it didn't stop there. He says, "Because I'm a man of unclean lips." How many know your soul can be saved, but your mouth can still be filthy? Y'all ain't going to talk to me. Amen, somebody. Amen. Needing to change some negative statements coming out of our mouth. Amen. Needing to change our perspective when we release things out of our mouth. Amen, somebody. "I dwell in the midst," not only me, "of people of unclean lips. For mine eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts." How many know he is exalted? Amen, somebody. I'm so glad, I don't know about you, that an exalted God took the time to come down and to reach, amen, a sinner like me, and through Jesus Christ pull me up that I may measure at his stature and be seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. He's exalted, but he's not too high to forget about me down here and say, "Boy, if you accept me as your Savior, I'll pull you up." Hallelujah. I'm so glad that the exalted God didn't leave me low. Verse 6 says, "Then flew one of the seraphims, One of the definitions of seraphims is burning ones unto me, having a live coal in his hand, which he had taken with the tongs from off the altar. And he laid it upon my mouth and said, lo, this hath touched thy lips, and thy iniquity is taken away, and thy sin is purged. Thank God for Jesus. I believe that's symbolic of Jesus in the cove. Amen. That my sin is purged, that my iniquity has been taken away. Listen, God is exalted above our humanity. But even in his exhortation, he came down to save us. Lastly, we want to look at Philippians chapter 2, verse 5 through 11. Look at your neighbor and say, my God is exalted. Amen. There is no God like our God. Don't let nobody fool you. Amen. There's one true God. And that one true God, whether we call him Yahweh, amen, he was so exalted. If you study the old text, that the rabbis or the scribes, they wouldn't even think his name. They wouldn't write his name. They wouldn't speak his name. They changed it to two words, the word Adonai or the name Hashem. The word Hashem means the name. The word Adonai means Lord, because they didn't even want to mention the name of Yahweh, because he was high and exalted. I think when we have an exalted view of God, it helps us with sinful flesh. We don't want to lie because our God is holy and exalted. We don't want to indulge in certain sins because our God is high and exalted. And we reverence him as such, not afraid of him because he loves us. He's our Father. But we understand that he is to be reverenced because he is holy. The danger with humanity is sometimes we want to bring God down to where we are. And I don't say this in this local church, but I mean in the body of Christ overall. Many times we want to bring God down to the friendship level. Yes, he is our friend, amen, but his character is still the same. He don't become like us to be our friend. In fact, he said, if you're going to be my friend, you got to keep my commandments. We got to be like him, amen, somebody. He don't come down and, you know, be a party and drink with us. Y'all ain't going to talk to me. He ain't going to come down and cut the food with us. No, we got to come up to his level through Jesus Christ. Amen. That's the way, but we still have to operate, amen, in righteousness and sanctification that we may dwell with him. Amen, somebody. In Philippians chapter 2, verse 5 through 11, I'm closing. Amen. We find that through the death of Jesus Christ, our Savior, he received exhortation and went from not only being Savior, but also being Lord. Philippians chapter 2, verse 5 through 11. And it reads from the King James Version, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation. In other words, he is God. We know that in John chapter 1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. In verse 14, the Word, Jesus, became flesh through the womb of the Virgin Mary, and we beheld the wonder of his glory, full of grace and truth. This same God did not consider it robbery, even though he was equal with God. He took on the form of a man, verse 7, but made himself of no reputation and took upon him the form of a servant and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man. Think about this now. You operate in absolute perfection, absolute glory. You're exalted, but you take on the limitations of a man. We're limited by time and space. So you take this great big God, because his word was God, this great big God, put him in a man's body, limit him to time and to space and to the five senses. You would think that's robbery. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself. He had to humble himself for that process and became obedient unto death. Not only was he in the temporal body, he died the death of a human man. Even the death on the cross or of the cross. Verse 9, here it is. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth. Jesus is exalted for our sake. When you look at Jesus, Jesus is still God. Though he's considered the Son of God because he was born from the womb of Mary, he was still God in the womb. Amen. He was fully God in the womb. He just became a son because in the natural sense, he had to be released into time in a human body. But he was still God in flesh. And this same God, because he obeyed Father God and went to the cross and died, now for our sins, when we accept him as Savior, we also have to see him not in his exalted position. Because of his obedience, God has exalted him to the highest place. Now, there's two thrones, amen. There's the throne of the Father and the throne of the Lamb. How many know our God is exalted? He's exalted as the Father. He's exalted as the Son. And we know that the Holy Spirit is everywhere. So he's exalted as the Holy Spirit. Come on, let's give our God praise because he is exalted. And you might say, how does that apply to me? When we think about praise and worship, we ought to see our God as high and lifted up. When we think about who he is, how he never sleeps nor slumbers, when we think about the fact that all of his ways are perfect, when we think about the fact that there's no other creator but our God, he is worthy in our view of being exalted. When we think about the fact that he sent Jesus Christ and Jesus through his obedience became exalted in our eyes, our God is exalted. There is no God like our God. He's exalted in our eyes. We should reverence God as being exalted. This is the beginning of our series, of the God series. How do we see God? Saints, we ought to see him as exalted. He's high and on the throne. He didn't stay there. He came down in the form of Jesus Christ, died on the cross, that we might believe that the payment that he made with his life was enough to save us. But not only that, we need to go out and tell the world about an exalted God that humbled himself and died for sinful man. He's exalted. We worship him. When we come into the sanctuary, when the praise and worship team is worshiping, we ought to see ourselves like those angels saying, holy, holy, holy. And guess what? We have a greater testimony than them because we have been redeemed. No angel has been redeemed. Jesus died for us. That's enough to say, Lord, thank you. Listen, this is how you think about it. Don't think about your own personal sin. Think about things that folks have done to you. See, when we think about what other folks have done, it's easy for us to say that is horrible. I had a phone call from an individual going through some challenges, and they were asking me, you know, how do you forgive this particular sin? Now, being on this side, amen, growing in this thing for a while, I know now the key is easy. I just think about my own sin. Of course, it's hurtful when somebody does you wrong. Amen. But at the same time, if you just think back, have you ever done anything wrong? Have you ever offended God? God died for everybody's sins. This exalted God has came down for a used-to-be sinner like me. Why did I say used-to-be? Because if we've accepted Jesus Christ as our